nothing but moon love. Will you be gone when the dawn comes stealing through? Are these just moon dreams, grand while the moon beams? But when the moon fades away, will my dreams come true? Much as I love you, don't let me love you. If I must pay for your kiss with lonely tears, say it's not moon love, tell me it's true love. Say you'll be mine when the moon disappears.
Tonight, tomorrow, all right. Fame and Fortune and Tommy Dorsey and his orchestra. Tonight and every Thursday, Nature's Remedy NR Tablets brings you the chance of a lifetime. Fame and Fortune with Tommy Dorsey and his great crew, Frank Sinatra, Connie Haynes, the Pied Pipers, and tonight, as a special treat, the story of how the song hit of the year was written. Fame and Fortune, it's yours for a song. Yes, if you can write a song, just the simple melody and words, it's the chance of a lifetime. It's for you and you and you. But first, let's meet that sentimental gentleman, Tommy Dorsey.
Hello, everyone. It's a real thrill. A new program for us, and most important, your chance for fame and fortune. Fortune. One simple little melody may turn the trick. I know, for you're listening to the tune that has a great deal to do with sending us on our way to fame. And here to bring you a listening thrill is Frank Sinatra to sing the ever popular Marie. All right, Frank, take it.
Marie.
Oh, Marie, tis true.
Is breaking.
Just break for me.
Marie.
Girl of my strings, I want you. I need you.
To find
have a little faith
your
in
heart
me.
Is it
la la la
and tears
here I go crying again
as
take
you
me darling take me
the moon
on a night like
in
this
in all its splendor
we go bent in the park
a kiss
oh the way
so
I
very
like it
tender,
I knew
a word
spoken as it came from me
will you surrender
my life.
at night. Stars in the sky above.
Stars shining.
Moon.
You and the light and the music.
Lighting our place of love.
At sundown.
Night.
Night winds rise.
Seem to have gone to rest.
All through the night.
True.
Under a blanket of blue.
Brightly with love.
You started me dreaming.
Come to my arms, my darling.
Darling.
My sweetheart.
Sweetheart.
My own.
Take all of me.
Vow that you'll always love me
forever
and be mine.
You locked in the cradle of the ain't you coming up? Let's get together.
Whispering trees above,
lamp is low,
kind,
sweet to love, babe.
Bringing you nearer, nearer and nearer, deep.
Say, don't you know tonight's the night?
Deep in the arms of love
comes love.
WMFO Medford. Wow, that was classic. Tell
back
us what we just
day.
Heard there,
back
Mike.
Back in the day, from the early Frank Sinatra radio days, we started that. Finished the last song that we listened to was Deep Night with Frank Sinatra and Tommy Dorsey. Before that was Fame and Fortune show opening. I'm Getting Sentimental Over You and Marie with Frank and Tommy Dorsey again. Moon Love, Frank Sinatra and Harry James. And then there was the Shine track, which was the Hoboken Four, which is Frank's first group. The Hoboken Four, and then it was Fred Allen and the Four Sharps doing a little intro to the radio stuff. So vintage radio stuff. I hope you guys liked it. And wow, I think it's Frank's forever.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
All right, let's move on to something else that's extreme. A little bit of Peggy Lee, maybe.
Yeah,
huh?
This is for Mark's mom and Les's missus. She was the last time we were on.
In that
she
order.
Was in the background saying, "Oh, Peggy Lee, Peggy Lee." So we got about, you know, 3 or 4 minutes here of the lost radio recordings from Peggy Lee. So you can hit it when you're ready, Mike.
This is It's a Most Unusual Day.
This is a little intro thing, mm-hmm. and then it goes into Most Unusual Day.
Oh. All right, it's WMFO, Medford.
You've got a date with Peggy Lee. Welcome to the Peggy Lee Show, an easy, breezy Tuesday and Thursday singing session with one of America's favorite singers, lovely Peggy Lee, with Russ Case and his orchestra, and music with a heartbeat. Now, here's the star of our show, Peggy Lee.
It's a most unusual day. Feel like throwing my worries away. As an old native-born Californian would say, it's a most unusual day. There's a most unusual sky. Not a sign of a cloud passing by. And if I want to sing, throw my heart in the ring. It's a most unusual day. There are people greeting people. There is sunshine everywhere. If my heart won't behave in the usual way, well, there's only one thing to say. It's a most unusual, most unusual, most unusual day. Happiness, and I guess
swear. Baby, diamond bracelets, Woolworths doesn't sell, baby. But until that day, you know darn well, baby, I can't give you anything but love.
WMFO, wow. Wow, it's right here in Medford, 10:15 in the morning. We were just treated to some just lovely way back in time music.
The old Peggy Lee.
Yeah, tell us all about that, Mike and Les.
Peggy Lee and the Lost Radio Recordings, she was great. Just more vintage Peggy. And then there was a June Christie that got weaved in the middle. She was another classic singer. And I'm going to ask Les to put his 2 cents in. Les, what do you think? To take set the Wayback Machine?
Well, the 2 cents today would be worth maybe 1 millimeter, 1 penny those days. That's a long time ago. This goes back before numbers, for goodness sake. And, it's interesting, and I love being here for one reason I didn't expect, and that is what's happening is that I've been taken back, Mike, further back than I can remember in terms of memory. So I thank you very much for that. And to hear some of these things when I was still in short pants, I mean, it's really amazing. And significantly for me, this was at a time, and see, my mom and dad were lovers of music, but they loved the pop music of the day more than anything else. And my first impressions come out of this music before I went into classical. So I have you to thank for reminding me that this happened.
Yeah.
Now, as far as Peggy Lee, she must have been a teenager here, or very close to it, because that's when she was just starting out. And she started out in her teens.
Yeah.
And June Christie, I remember, because I mentioned to Mike a few minutes ago, she had a saucy voice, something fresh, and it's sort of naughty, naughty, listen to me, you know, this kind of thing. And it was always putting you on a little bit, but she had total control over what she did.
Yeah,
as far as Frank Sinatra's concerned, well, let's see, 1915 he was born. Died in 1998, so he's 80. Oh my goodness, so he's 85, so he lasted that long. When I think of Sinatra, I think of the reality that here is a major artist in the pop field who had very little formal training of reading, and it was discovered by the experts surrounding him when he was doing his first recordings that Sinatra had an uncanny sense of imagery by looking at music and reading it by way of its shape and direction more than specific notes. And that is something that he carried with him all of his life. Can you imagine? A man who didn't really read music the way we read music. He sensed it as a symbolic language. And look what comes out of this thing.
Makes it all the more incredible.
Yeah, he's great.
It's amazing. Also, very little known is that, and I cannot answer this, we don't know how many of the tunes that he recorded were done the following way. He would first learn the notes, first learn the words, I'm sorry. He would tell the story, and he would look in a mirror as if he were looking at an audience or looking back at him as he were part of the audience, telling the story and then adding the music. So when you listen to him next time, listen to how informalized and how it's almost as if he could never do the same tune in the same way the second time. It would be slightly different. It's because the rhythm of the words created the weight of the musical meaning. And here's another man, here's one of the great artists who did not have a great voice. He had a lovely voice. But when I think of someone like Tony Bennett at that same age, he had pipes.
Yeah.
Sinatra was, don't get me wrong, he was a fine singer and he had a fine voice, but he was not a great vocalist in terms of physique, but he was a great artist. And look what he gives us. It's something that will never die.
Yeah. All right. Fascinating stuff, guys. All right. Thank you. All right. Let's move over to another set of music with our friend Mark Horowitz. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning. Is it still morning?
10:19 in the morning.
I mean, the clock's behind me. I can't look.
You could look around.
No, I can't. I can't turn my neck today, so you'll have to tell me what time it is.
So I'll tell you what, since you're having that issue, why don't I start the new set with some new noise?
Okay.
And then you've got four songs you want to do.
Including a song I incorrectly said it was not new, but it is actually brand new, and we'll get into that a little later.
I thought it was.
It was, yeah. It was
I'm always right.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so why don't we do that? I'll start with my new noise. We'll do that. We'll come back and talk about those, and then Mark, you'll do some restaurant reviews?
Sounds good.
All right, this new one here is from an artist called Music Band. I don't know about the naming convention there, but it's Music Band. A great track, though. This is called Day Stealer, brand new here at WMFO.
Yeah.
effective means by which to point the view.
his nest up in the autumn branches, built from nothing but high hopes and thin air. He collected up some baby blasted mothers, they took their chances, and for a while they lived quite happily up there. He came from New York City, man, but he couldn't take the pace, and thought it was like a dog-eat-dog world. And he went to San Francisco, spent a year in outer space, with a sweet little San Franciscan girl. I can hear my mother wailing, and a whole lot of scraping of chairs. I don't know what it is, but there's definitely something going on. He had to get out of there, and San Francisco, well, I don't know. And then to L.A., where he spent about a day. He thought even the pale sky stars were smart enough to keep well away from L.A. Meanwhile, Larry made up names for the ladies, like Miss Boo and Miss Quick. He stockpiled weapons and took pot shots in the air. He feasted on their lovely bodies like a lunatic and wrapped himself up in their soft yellow hair. I can hear chants and incantations, and some guy is mentioning me in his prayers. Well, I don't know what it is, but there's definitely something going on. Francisco, L.A., I don't know. But Larry grew increasingly neurotic and obscene. I mean, he never asked to be raised up from the tomb. I mean, no one ever actually asked him to forsake his dreams. Anyway, to cut a long story short, fame finally found him. Mirrors became his torturers. Cameras snapped him at every chance. The women all went back to their homes and their husbands with secret smiles in the corners of their mouths. He ended up, like so many of them do, back in the streets of New York City, in a soup queue, a dope fiend, a slave, then prison, then the madhouse, then the grave. Oh, poor Larry. But what do we really know of the dead, and who actually cares? Well, I don't know what it is, but there's definitely something going on.
Listening to the radio.
Tufts Freeform Radio, WMFO, Medford.
Bravo!
I see you.
don't know the beauty you are. But if you don't, let me be your eyes, a hand to your darkness, so you won't be afraid. When you think the night has seen your mind, that inside you're twisted and unkind, let me stand to show that you are blind. Please put down your hands, 'cause I see you.
WMFO, but you knew that, right here in Medford. How you doing, everybody? It's Mike on the mic at 10:37, along with Mike Costa, Les Hurwitz, and Mark Hurwitz. And we just played a four-song set from Mark, but I started off with some new noise, and that was by the artist called Music Band. Brand-new CD from them this year. Wake Up Laughing was that. It was Day Stealer. And then, Mark, we played something new, kind of new, by the Drive-By Truckers. Surrender Under Protest was that one.
It's actually, it's new. It's from an album that's not out yet. It's coming out, I think, late next month. And they get really political with this album, from what I hear. And that song is actually, it's called Surrender Under Protest, so very political. Jason Isbell, I believe, is not with the band anymore. He's gone on to a pretty big career, solo mm-hmm. career.
Yeah.
But still a great band.
Mm-hmm. And then after that, we heard great Grantley Buffalo. From Storm Hymnal, Gems from the Vault of Grant Lee Buffalo was that CD. That was truly
awesome, really. Yep. I mean, one of the great underrated bands from the West Coast, Grant Lee Buffalo, with Grant Lee Phillips doing the lead vocals, who just a really good singer. And I don't know why they didn't make it big.
Always loved that track. Nick Cave and the Bad Seed, speaking of great, was next. It's the title track from Dig, Lazarus Dig.
And what can you say about that track?
I don't know. It's awfully cool to hear that. Wow. It's like a time travel thing. It's awesome.
Yeah. I mean, they're from Australia, and they just... Another band that didn't make it big in this country, but boy, overseas, they were huge.
Okay, and finish that setup with The Velvet Underground from the disc called The Velvet Underground and Nico 45th Anniversary. That was I'll Be Your Mirror.
And there's a really funny story about that song. Andy Warhol, who... You know, he helped with that album.
I'm laughing already. Continue.
Yeah, anything with Andy Warhol is funny.
Yeah.
But he actually wanted the record itself to be made with a crack in it. So when it was sent out to all the record stores, it would have a little crack in it.
Yeah.
And the crack would be set up so that when Nico sings I'll Be Your Mirror, it keeps skipping back to I'll Be Your Mirror until someone had to go up and move the needle.
Oh, my.
And the Velvet Underground, were like, I don't think so.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So, Mark, you want to do your restaurant reviews?
Sure.
Yeah. And who are you? You're the founder of Boston's Hidden Restaurants, and you're a blogger, Boston Restaurant Talk, and you do a lot of writing for a lot of different publications around Boston Magazine, Dig Boston, and just a bunch of other stuff that I'm just too lazy to talk about. So,
and doing a little bit for a radio station on the AM dial. I'll be going in the studio next week and doing some segments for them.
Okay. I know which ones you mean.
Yes. We won't mention any names here.
Nope.
But so before I get into the reviews, some big news stories, like usual, and... some good, some bad. One of the good news stories is if you're a fan of Flower Bakery Cafe, Joanne Chang is going to open three more locations. Right now she has one in the South End, one in the Back Bay, and one in Fort Point. I'm sorry, she has four. Central Square, too. And she's going to open one in Harvard Square. And the other two, I think Cambridgeport, actually. I'm not sure the exact address. And then there'll be another one in the Back Bay by Prudential, possibly in the Prudential Center. So if you've been to Flower, I mean, she's really starting to expand a lot. Speaking of expanding, Chris Coombs and Brian Pacini, who own Boston Chops in the South End, they're going to bring another location of Boston Chops to Downtown Crossing. And Downtown Crossing is really starting to shape up. I mean, a lot of new places are going in there. So it's about time, too, because for a long time there wasn't a whole lot going on there. And finally, bad news, Ruben's Deli in Brookline closed after 90 years. And they may reopen again. They have a new owner, but nobody really knows for sure. But that's that was really bad news because they did a lot of catering for the neighborhood, too. And now, you know, there's some few kosher places to do catering that it's a big void for that area. So as far as reviews, one of the latest reviews is for Stella's Pizza in Watertown, which is, they've been around 50 or 60 years, but people still don't know about them. They do kind of classic New York-style pizza, foldable, thin crust with, you know, margarita. They do Geno salami pizza, you know, really old-school stuff. And they make the actual dough in the front window. So you walk by and you see them throwing the dough up in the air. So just one of those kind of hidden gems. You would think, you would assume it's just another house of pizza, but it's not. And it's in East Watertown in Coolidge Square. So, and what's that buzzing?
It's the air conditioner.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. It's really starting to irritate me, but, you know, everything irritates me.
Would you rather be, like, hot and just uncomfortable?
No, no. Actually, it doesn't sound so bad.
I really wish
you
say yes, yeah. Anyway.
Okay. Ty Moon in Arlington got back there after many years, and it is still as good as ever. If you like authentic Thai food, if you like spicy food, it's a good place to go. Like the basil fried rice with chicken. Very, very hot, but also a lot of flavor. And they also have the pad thai, of course, and country pad thai, and drunken noodles, and just a lot of different dishes, curry dishes. Very small place, not very well known. It's across from, across from the library, if you know, Arlington Center. And just a nice, quiet place. No frills, really. You know, you're not going to see it reviewed by too many critics out there, but good place to go. And finally, I may have mentioned this one a while ago, but the Newton Village Cafe in Newtonville. Looks like a little breakfast place. And it used to be just a breakfast place, pretty much. But now they have dinner a few nights a week. And it's kind of a combination of a diner and a Greek restaurant. So you can go there and get moussaka, spinach pie, Greek salads, and then, you know, classic American stuff, too. So
wow.
Yeah, and they have a little outdoor dining area, but the inside is pretty interesting. It has that old feel of, you know, kind of a retro diner with stools up at the bar. And they do, speaking of bars, they do have alcohol, too.
Ah.
So that's about it.
All right. Very nice.
Oh, and one more. Sorry. For Dig Boston, I did a quick review of a new place called Forge Ice Cream Bar in Somerville, on Somerville Ave. And they use the old equipment from Harold's, which Harold's is a famous name for ice cream. The two people who founded or started Forge Ice Cream Bar, they worked at Harold's, and so they do they use a slow churning machine, which creates this incredibly dense, tasty ice cream that, you know, even a small scoop, it's going to fill you up.
Hmm.
And that is about it.
For reals?
For real, yeah.
All right. All right, thank you, Mark, as always. All right, and we're the three of us here anyway. It's actually four of us. We're here till 11, and between now and then, Mike, unless you have one other treat for us, some Bach concerto?
No, but cello suite. I was talking with Les a couple of weeks ago, and there's I had never really heard of it. He was aware of the violoncello di spalla, which is a shoulder cello, which I never even knew existed, which actually Bach conceived to write for. They're just short little pieces, and we're just throwing a mixed bag out there, and I hope you guys are hanging in and digging it. And then we're going to go into a Yo-Yo Ma track that he just said with a salt, excuse me, Salt Road Ensemble, and he contrived a whole collection of international musicians to collaborate and go multi-genre avenues. So we'll start with the cello suites, and then when we come back, Les can comment on the pieces.
Okay, you got it. It's WMFO. Thank you.
soul. I fell in love with you, heart and soul, the way a fool would do, madly, because you held me tight and stole a kiss in the night. Heart and soul, I beg to be adored, lost control, and tumbled overboard gladly. That magic night we kissed
there in the moonlight.
Oh, but your lips are thrilling, much too thrilling.
Never before were minds so strangely wedded.
Now I see. What one embrace can do, look at me.
Ooh, yeah.
It's got me loving you madly. That little kiss you stole held on my heart and
WMFO Medford 1055 here on a Saturday morning. How you doing? It's Mike and Mike Costa and Les Hurwitz and Mark Hurwitz. How you guys doing?
Super.
Pretty good.
All right. So let's talk about some of that great stuff we had. Then we've got one more song before the top of the hour. And then Tom Ruprecht will join us from 11 to 1. Tell us about that last set, you guys. And you got to be quick, though.
Yo-Yo Ma has a new disc with the Silk Road Ensemble. This is a collaboration of international musicians in multi-genre. They get together and write and share, and you can hear the different blends. There's a little Celtic vibe in that track, some jazz vibe, and a classical thing. Lisa Fisher's in there. She's the background vocalist for the Rolling Stones.
Mm-hmm.
The other guy, Gregory Porter, I'm not too familiar with, but there's, you know, it's a nice blend of genres, and that's Sing Me Home from Yo-Yo Ma's new disc. Les, tell them about the Bach.
Well, first of all, very quickly, the shoulder cello. Just imagine that what you just heard lifted up to the shoulders with a strap around and played like a violin, primarily because, in the Baroque period, Bach and other composers, a few other composers, were thinking of the problem that some string players have who have no idea of the experience of putting their instrument between their legs. And this is one very simple reason why this was done, to develop an instrument which would be played like a violin, have a cello range, a cello timbre, along with a viola. And what is interesting is that part of it was simply due to the fact that the use of what we called terraced dynamics was implemented then. Their instruments then, Bach's time, were far less elastic than they are today. Therefore, believe it or not, Bach would allot a particular dynamic to a particular family before playing. In other words, all right, the violins will play forte. It would be in the music. F for forte. MF for mezzo forte for the violas. Piano for cello and so forth. And they would remain maintain at one level of dynamic called terraced dynamics. Music was inelastic, and Bach knew that instruments would change. That's why he left almost no clues in his dynamics or phrasing or tempos in the music that he left us. So when we hear something like the shoulder cello, we're hearing remnants of a situation in which great composers like Bach were looking ahead and asking questions which had to be answered. The greatest performer on the shoulder cello is a young fellow by the name of Sergei, S-E-R-G-E-Y, not E-I, Malov, M-A-L-O-V. Look him up. He's on YouTube. I'm quite sure he's fantastic. And when you watch and hear this cello up on the shoulders, what an experience it truly is. Now, as far as the Yo-Yo Ma situation, very quickly I'm going to use one word, the Enlightenment, capital E. This all comes from the Enlightenment, when all of the boundaries in the arts were cast aside. The Italian showed up in French courts, the English showed up in Italian courts, the music simply became universal, and that's where the statement came out. Tis truly a universal language, music. That's where it came from. The macro involved is countries. The micro involvement is fusion between all forms of music. What you're hearing in Yo-Yo Ma, and bless his soul, he started this in 1998, is the Enlightenment, which comes out of the 17th and 18th centuries. Think about it, folks.
All right, perfect. Thank you.
Very nice. I think Les gets extra credit for that dissertation.
Absolutely. Oh, he definitely gets extra credit.
Don't believe a word I said.
Here's another chocolate bar, another brownie.
All right, so it is just about 11 a.m. here at WMFO Medford. I want to thank Mark and Les Hurwitz very much for coming in today. Mike Costa and I will continue, and Tom Ruprecht will join us. Thank you.
Thank you, and have a good day, everybody. And Tom, you probably can't hear us because you're downstairs, but hope you have a good show.
Okay.
And hope you guys have a good show.
Okay, we'll see you guys
later.
Tell
your wife, Tom, that I will bring her the telephone book and read it over the radio for her someday.
Very good. All right, we're going to play a public service announcement, come back with a little bit of Jefferson Starship, and then we'll be back from 11 to 1 with me, Tom Ruprecht, and Mike, as these guys say goodbye. See you later.
Dr. Ruth Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
Your daughter just had her first breakup. Do you A, put yourself in her shoes?
How could he do this to you? And for Sheila... She has split ends.
B, console her.
Oh, sweetie, this is going to happen a lot. 4, maybe 5 more times before you get married.
C, take charge.
Got to get this all straightened out. Keep a little talking to, man to man, mano.